Good Reads, A Good Omens Crackpot Fic, written by Entangled Now and read by Jub. Summary. Aziraphale tangles with a book that's determined to misbehave. The demonic book rests on the table, its packaging still around it where Aziraphale had carefully unfolded it. The brown paper is slightly scorched in places, especially in the sharp creases, which had folded tightly to its corners. He's already made sure to don his protective equipment, which includes his specially warded gloves, apron, and goggles that would survive an unexpected splash of demonic ichor. The tongs are set beside him to deal with any unruly appendages which might appear. I think you've been sneaking your way through human collections for far too long, and it was about time I put you somewhere you can't get up to any more mischief. Aziraphale carefully lifts the front cover, the leather unnaturally worn through the gloves. It's also heavier than it should be, the material straining against his touch. I don't want any funny business out of you. The first few pages are filled with a hectic splash of panicked demonic sigils and diagrams. That won't do you any good, Aziraphale says calmly. The bookshop is warded against any attempts to transport yourself elsewhere. The symbols melt into angry black splotches of ink before new ones appear, cut in an angry diagonal across the page. 400 years foraging in the minds of giants of literature, and that's the best insult you can come up with? Aziraphale tots and removes the paper entirely, leaving the thing sprawled naked on the table, its back cover bare against the angelic runes there, which will dampen any attempt it makes to affect the world around it. The book is effectively neutered. Really, I've heard worse in this muddy two-penny tremblers from the Victorian era. The demonic book spills black across the pages he's holding in what feels like impotent fury. But that's the thing about books, even demonic ones. They want to be read. They want people to ferret out their secrets. Aziraphale knows that its ink has to go somewhere. He fingers his way on, until trails and smears turn into hurried writing, which he copies into his notebook. You really think I haven't done this before? The Nicomonicon is in the back room, still smarting from the thorough reading I gave it almost a century ago. The book twitches violently under his other hand, which suggests he'd struck a nerve. The pages flutter angrily, even as Aziraphale tries to catch hold of them and pin them still. It stops halfway through, likely to regroup and try something else. He is proven right when a hasty recreation of a stained glass window appears on the left page. It seems to show a haloed, pale-haired figure fighting a red-headed demon. The whole scene framed by hissing snakes and fire. No, he realizes abruptly that the two figures are very much not fighting. The page opposite the crude illustration is perfectly readable now. Aziraphale's protests are for heaven alone. He knows that he's where he belongs, sprawled naked and helpless beneath the demon Crowley, as burning hands scratch his pale thighs, revealing where he's wet and hungry for him, for all his claims. Aziraphale clears his throat sharply.
There'll be quite enough of that, thank you.
He clacks the tongues sharply and turns a few pages, making notes of the symbols and snatches of lore before the book panics and erases it. The neat demonic symbols are replaced by cursive, scratching into the pages so fast that there are pale spots between the letters.
Crowley ignores his last feeble struggle and then takes the angel for his own. Aziraphale wails in shocked ecstasy as the demon's cock pierces the soaking heat between his legs, stretching his virginal sex in one rough thrust.
Aziraphale turns the breath that catches in his throat into a cough.
"Is that the best you can do?"
he says, and hates how unsteady his voice has become.
"Dirty literature!"
He's less than gentle with the tongs, getting a grip on one corner, so it can't flip past page 92. The book thrashes, flicking back hard enough that he might have lost a finger if he hadn't been wearing gloves. Text splashes rapidly across the page it settles on.
When the demon has had his fill of Aziraphale's cunt, he spreads his buttocks and takes him on his hands and knees instead. He uses him for hours until every hole is filled with his demonic filth and Aziraphale is ruined for heaven. Only then is he spread open for the demon's satisfaction and pleasure, his thighs bruised, his swollen anus and sex dripping. "Heaven will no longer want you now, Aziraphale," Crowley hisses to the parting, exhausted angel. "Every part of you is painted with my seed. You're mine to do what I wish with. Mine to fuck whenever I..."
Aziraphale slams the book shut, then drops a large print Bible on top of it, for good measure. He feels light-headed all of a sudden. The bookshop really is stifling today. Perhaps he should get some air? The end.